This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The government has approved the revised Rashtriya Gokul Mission to boost growth in the livestock sector. The implementation of the revised mission is being carried out with an additional outlay of 1,000 crore rupees. Briefing the media in New Delhi last evening on the Union Cabinet's decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw stated that the scheme is set to significantly enhance milk production and productivity, thereby increasing farmers' incomes.
राष्ट्रीय गोकुल मिशन 3400 करोड़ का, इसमें बेसिकली कैसे कैटल की मिल्क प्रोडक्शन की प्रोडक्टिविटी बढ़ाएं उसके ऊपर काम किया गया है। इसमें आर्टिफिशियल इंसेमिनेशन और इन विट्रो फर्टिलाइजेशन, इन दोनों पे काम करना। ये
The cabinet also approved the revised national program for dairy development. Mr. Vaishnaw said this initiative focuses on modernizing and expanding dairy infrastructure. The union cabinet has also approved an incentive scheme for promotion of low-value Bheem UPI transactions. Mr. Vaishnaw said the scheme will enable small merchants to avail UPI services at no additional cost. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the government has decided to set up a new brownfield ammonia urea complex fertilizer plant at Namrup in Assam. The government is taking several measures against online pornography and is committed to ensuring an open, safe, trusted and accountable internet for its users. This was stated by Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw in a written reply in Lok Sabha. The minister said that the Information Technology Act 2000 provides punishment for publishing or transmitting obscene material and material containing sexually explicit act in electronic form. He said the IT Act also has stringent punishment for publishing or transmitting of material depicting children in sexually explicit act in electronic form. Union Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said that the government has been striving to improve the socio-economic status of all communities, including minority communities. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Rijiju informed that for the educational empowerment of these communities, the government is implementing pre-matric, post-matric and merit-come means-based scholarships. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that green power constitutes more than 42% of the country's total power basket. Addressing the 32nd Convergence India Expo, Smart Mobility India Expo and 10th Smart Cities India 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Gadkari emphasized that the government is giving special priority to alternative fuel and biofuel. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the Udyam Utsav at Amrit Udyan in Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The event is being organized by the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises. The Udyam Utsav seeks to empower and encourage MSMEs by bringing the country's vibrant heritage closer to the citizens. It will culminate on the 30th of this month. The Reserve Bank's monthly bulletin for March 2025 states that the Indian economy continues to demonstrate resilience despite global challenges. According to an article titled State of the Economy in the bulletin, the global economy is being tested by escalating trade tensions and a heightened wave of uncertainty around the scope, timing and intensity of tariffs. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has agreed to a partial ceasefire in the war against Russia that was discussed by U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. The White House stated last night that President Trump briefed Mr. Zelensky over a phone call about his conversation with Mr. Putin, during which key issues were discussed. President Zelensky described his conversation with Trump as positive, frank, and very substantive. Israel has expanded its military campaign in Gaza, launching ground operations in the central and southern parts of the territory just a day after airstrikes killed at least 400 Palestinians in one of the deadliest episodes since the war began in October 2023. And the Indian benchmark indices began trading on a higher note today as U.S. Federal Reserve upheld its rate cut projections for the remainder of the year despite ongoing tariff threats. And in Swiss Open badminton, today promises thrilling action as several Indian players will compete in their pre-quarterfinal matches in Basel, Switzerland. And that is the end of this news bulletin.